o'clock as we welcome Miss Cassie, the marketing director from the Bellengrath Gardens Magic Christmas and Lights. And Cassidy Smith is going to tell us all about the activities. Good morning. Can you hear me, Cassie?
I can. Good morning.
Okay, there you are. Let me turn up your volume just a little bit. And tell us about the Magic Christmas and Lights going on nightly, except for Christmas night and New Year's night at Bellengrath Gardens.
Yes, so we will be open till January 3rd. And you can come to the gardens at 8 a.m., but the lights come on at 5 p.m., and we close at 9, and there's over 3 million LED lights and 16 scenes throughout the 65-acre estate of gardens.
3 million lights. Now, I went last year with a group of friends, and it's just absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous with some of the scenes, like, for instance, the toy train. That's over near one of the ponds. I was like, my goodness, that thing must be, what, 15 feet tall and 40 feet long? I mean, some of the dimensions on these displays are amazing. Tell us about that.
They truly are. One of my favorite scenes is the Mardi Gras scene, mainly because it displays the Mobile culture. But the Great Lawn has many Christmas trees twinkling, and the scene is just truly magical.
Now, I heard on the commercial that there are some new scenes added this year. Tell us about them.
Yes, so we have a new scene this year, and it goes along the theme of A Starry Night, and I'll leave the rest of the mystery up for our visitors.
Okay, I think my favorite part may have been when you're walking through the ocean under the sea. Is that still there?
Yes, that is also one of my favorites as well. It is still there, and everything is much brighter and even more magical this year.
So tell us about, do we still have the opportunity to rent a wagon or a scooter or wheelchair or something if necessary? Because it is quite a long walk for folks.
Yes, so it takes about 45 minutes to an hour to walk. So we do have wheelchairs and wagons available for rent. It's first come, first serve.
And I also saw that you had, you actually have like a restaurant cafe.
Yes, and their nightly dinners are really good. They're holiday classics. And we also have hot chocolate, beer and wine, Irish coffee, popcorn throughout the walk.
And a fantastic gift shop.
Oh, yes. I have many holiday earrings from there. You can get many gifts for anybody there.
I got to tell you, until I went last year, it had been years since I've been to Bellengrath Gardens. And I was just so impressed with the facility and the Magic Christmas and Lights. But one thing I have learned is to advise people to go early, right?
Oh, yes. We are reaching our peak days, so we recommend people buying tickets online and coming out as soon as they can.
And I'm talking about not just early in the season, but early in the evening. We found, like, leaving Fairhope at 4 o'clock, we were there by 5 when the doors opened, and it was perfect. We didn't have traffic to deal with, like some folks will coming later. So if you're coming later, you just need to pack your patience, right? Because it's that one-way road in and out.
Right. And, yes, I do recommend getting there as early as possible. 5 p.m., what I've noticed, has been a perfect time to catch the sunset, and the lights will all be on by then.
What else do we need to know? What's the admission price, and are there package prices for groups, etc.?
Yes. So all of our prices can be found on bellengrath.org. It's different for members, non-members, and different ages. So check out our website. And we do offer group rates for groups of 30 or more.
Okay. All right, and Cassie, what else would you like us to know about the Bellengrath Gardens Magic Christmas in Lights?
We do have live choir performances throughout the season, and that schedule is on our website as well. And we also have s'mores roasting stations.
What was that? Oh, s'mores roasting stations.
Yes. S'mores and photos with Santa.
Fun, fun, fun. So just find it all at bellengrath.org or just Google Bellengrath Gardens and you can find it all. So you could come early if you got your walking shoes on. Is there a separate garden tour, or this time of year is it all Christmas?
So you can come. We do not have time tickets. So if you buy your ticket for, let's say, today, you can come to the gardens. It will be the Christmas lights price. And there is a Bellengrath home tour, and the home is decorated with all Christmas.
You know, I've never been in the home, but it looks stately and gorgeous, and I've heard the stories and would love to include that in my next trip.
Oh, you should definitely check it out. Mr. Tom McGee is a walking encyclopedia.
He gives the tour.
Usually.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm glad you brought that up, because speaking of local staff, do your people still design and build these themselves? That used to be a bragging right, if you will. Is that still true?
Oh, yes. We have a team of three that works year-round on building and everything Christmas.
Only three people. My goodness.
They truly are hard workers.
Very, very talented as well. So I can't wait to see it this year. Anything else, Cassie, you want us to know about the Magic Christmas in Lights?
I think that about covers it.
Okay. Well, thank you. We've got tickets to give away, and we'll be continuing to do that. And, oh, by the way, are the poinsettias there on sale? Are they just for pickup?
I'm not sure if they put them out on sale yet.
Okay. Well, we can find out when we go. Thank you so much, Cassidy Smith, the Marketing and Public Relations Director for Bellengrath Gardens.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right. You're so welcome. If you missed part of that interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.